A half hour before the doors open for the first home game in front of fans for the Columbus Blue Jackets since March 1st, 2020, Zachary Hunter of Columbus was in line and excited.
Beyond. It's been 366 days since we've been in Nationwide. Not that I'm counting or anything.
Alongside him, all in Jackets jerseys, were his son Samuel and his wife Leah, ready to be among the fans that support the four lines of players on the ice.
If the fifth line means half as much to the players as the players do to the fifth line, then we're out of this slump.
Leah's mother, Pam White, came all the way from West Virginia.
I've traveled 4 hours just to see these Jackets.
First in line on the other side of Nationwide Arena were Jess Mackin and Elijah Urbanek of Gahanna near Columbus, both clad in white jerseys.
I'm super excited.
It's been a year.
Season ticket holders were given priority access for this first game with fans in more than a year. But Penny Lascola bought seats the day of the game on the NHL's resale site.
We actually got club-level tickets for a really good price, so it's pretty exciting. I'm excited to be back, so we definitely need this win.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Welcome back to Nationwide Arena and NHL Hockey.
Nationwide Arena was at just 10% of capacity. All who came in had to do an online health survey with standard questions about COVID exposure and possible symptoms. Fans got temperature screenings and presented mobile-only tickets, and the entire arena was cashless. There were reverse ATMs providing prepaid debit cards for those who didn't have cards with them. Seats were sold in pods, separated by at least 6 feet. Fans were asked not to hang out in the concourses, and masks were required for all. Even the mascot Stinger wore a mask over his trademark grimace in announcements on the Jumbotron about hand washing and maintaining distance. While these fans were happy to get back to the usual CBJ routines, it's hard for 1,953 people to make the wall of sound a sellout crowd of more than 19,000 can produce. That playoff game in 2019 helped make Nationwide Arena one of the loudest places in the NHL. An order in August from Governor Mike DeWine limited indoor sports and entertainment venues to 300 people or 15% of fixed seat capacity, whichever was less. The Cleveland Cavaliers were the first pro team in Ohio to bring back more fans with a variance for 10%, or just under 2,000, with a boost last month to 14%, a little over 2,700 spectators at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland. The new order allows 25% capacity for the Jackets' next home game on March 9th. And the Blue Jackets' Vice President of Communications and Team Services, Todd Chirac, says they're taking all this one step at a time.
I don't think we've looked too far ahead to 100% at this point, other than to say that, you know, our hope and expectation is by next season, the 21-22 season, that we'll be back to welcoming 18,000 fans back into the building.
Jackets fan Chris Daraskevich said he felt ready to come back for an in-person game.
I mean, there's only 10% and you got a bunch of space. I mean, go to the grocery store and you got how many clothes, right?
Fan Hannah Crabtree, also of the Columbus area, agreed.
I trust the state's judgment and I'm double masked tonight, so I think it's going to be fine.
And Zachary Hunter, who is waiting with his family for the doors to open, has been at the head of the line for a while.
I'm a healthcare professional and I've you know, we've been on the front of this thing since the beginning, and I think it's time.
No fans in the arena for a year means the team, like most businesses, including those around entertainment and sports venues, took a big financial hit in this pandemic. But Chirac says the Jackets are well positioned to move forward. And they did on the ice, anyway. The Blue Jackets snapped a 5-game losing streak with a 4-1 win over the Detroit Red Wings. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.